At 6:06, we have fog, mist, and 47 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting rain and a high today of 54. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A new plan for better public transit along Peoria takes shape. Catherine Roberts was at a special meeting last night.
NCOG's preferred plan, which it pitched to residents yesterday evening, includes adding a bus rapid transit system along Peoria, which, combined with the current service, would reduce wait times to just 15 minutes. Displays on shelters and a smartphone app would tell you when the next bus is scheduled to arrive. Resident Alani Taylor is one of several who seemed enthusiastic about the plan.
It's great to see that I'm not the only one in Tulsa who thinks that Tulsa absolutely needs to improve its alternate modes of transportation. You shouldn't have to rely on a car when you live in a city, is my basic philosophy.
Some residents did express concerns about neighborhood safety being impacted by more higher volume stations in their areas. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
On State Capitol Watch this morning,
the clerk will declare the vote.
69 Shannon, 28 Inman.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct honor to announce that Representative T.W. Shannon has been elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 54th Oklahoma Legislature.
The Lawton representative was elevated to the post yesterday during the legislature's organizational day. He is the first African-American to hold that post. In the other chamber, Brian Bingman was reelected as the Senate president pro tem. A special panel will make recommendations to the Tulsa School Board next month about a possible technology bond issue for the Tulsa Public Schools. The school district's project coordinator, Bob LaBasse, says the panel is made up of people with experience in school bonds and IT.
Majority of them have served. We do have some new individuals that are very familiar with technology that we brought in to assist us.
The school board is expected to hear about the proposal at its February 4th meeting. Tulsa police are searching this morning for 33-year-old Joseph Tillman. He is known to frequent the area around 61st and South Peoria, where four women were shot and killed earlier this week. Now, police are not calling him a suspect, but the investigation is moving forward.
We've now notified, all next of kin have been notified, and we're prepared to release their names.
The victims are 55-year-old Julie Jackson, 33-year-old Misty Nunley, and 23-year-old twins Rebecca Powell and Katie Melcor. Tulsa has now had 8 homicides in the first 8 days of the new year. The latest was last night when a man was stabbed to death near 7th and Lewis. Tulsa police have a suspect in that case. Well, Tulsa again plays host this year to the Chili Bowl. KWGS's intern Jessica Byerly takes us to the track.
People are in Tulsa from all around the world for the largest indoor racing event. The Chili Bowl brings drivers to the dirt track for midget car racing. Ray Miller, crew member of driver Darren Pittman, says the preparation for this car is the same as any other race.
The one thing about this race is that you don't race for quite a long period of time before this race, most people, because it's winter time and the outdoor races are done. So you have plenty of time to get ready for the Chili Bowl. Most people bring their best stuff to the Chili Bowl.
He adds you have to see it to understand it. It's being held at the Expo Square and runs until Saturday. Jessica Byerly, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, a 30% chance of rain, a high today of 54. Rain chances jump to 90% tonight, down to 49 for a low. And tomorrow, rain continues in the morning, tapering off after lunch, and a high of 54. National Weather Service radar shows a few sprinkles to the south of us this morning. Now at 6:10, fog, mist, and 47. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.